Soccer, football, the beautiful game. Well, it's also mired in ugly accusations of corruption at the top. We're talking about FIFA, the powerful group that puts on the World Cup. 6 years ago, the U.S. Justice Department arrested and convicted several FIFA officials for racketeering, wire fraud, money laundering. FIFA's then president, Sepp Blatter, was ousted, but he avoided prosecution. Until yesterday, when Swiss authorities indicted Blatter. Here for the latest is Joshua Robinson. He covers European sports for the Wall Street Journal, and he joins us from Paris. Joshua, hi.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Great to have you. The charges are against Sepp Blatter, the former FIFA head, and Michel Platini, former top soccer official and former star of the French national team. What are they accused of?
After years and years of investigations, what it all comes down to is a now infamous payment of 2 million Swiss francs from FIFA to Michel Platini that was made supposedly for a consultancy that Platini offered during the 1998 World Cup in France and in subsequent years. Except the payment wasn't made until 2011. And there are many circumstances around FIFA that made that payment look suspicious to authorities. One of them was that Sepp Blatter was running for FIFA president, a fourth term at the time, and badly needed European votes that Platini controlled.
So the suggestion here is potentially that Platini got this money in 2011 in exchange for something, and this could have been the something.
Exactly. And both men deny this. They insist that it was tied to Platini's role around the 1998 World Cup, and that for various tax reasons, he deferred the payment for 10 years. And it's interesting that they both admit that the payment occurred. Mm. They make no bones about that, but insist that it was legitimate. And Platini is at pains to point out that he even paid Swiss tax on that payment.
Mm. Okay. Sepp Blatter has seen many controversies. I just feel like I've kind of read his names many times over the years in the crosshairs. Remind us of what he's been accused of over the years.
At various points, he's been accused of various unethical things, but not necessarily legal things, mostly around the attribution of World Cups.
You mean the choosing of which country gets to host it?
Exactly. Okay. Ultimately, it comes down to hosting rights for World Cups and then the sale of TV rights. There was also a story of Sepp Blatter and a few top-ranking FIFA officials paying each other $80 million in bonuses, and that was considered unethical, but again, not illegal, and saw Sepp Blatter's ban from all soccer-related activities extended by a further 6 years, effectively, you know, a lifetime ban, considering he's 85 years old.
And back to this case, Joshua. What's coming next, and could these gentlemen actually end up in prison?
First of all, Platini and Blatter will now face a trial in Switzerland. And this is the first time we'll have seen them appear in public in this kind of setting, really ever. And Sepp Blatter, you know, has stayed in Switzerland since 2015, out of reach largely from U.S. authorities and potential U.S. prosecution. But now they've come for him in Switzerland, his home country.
Depending on how things go, this is potentially a prison sentence?
Oh, they're both accused of serious enough crimes that they could come attached to prison sentences, yes.
That is Joshua Robinson of the Wall Street Journal joining us from Paris. Joshua, thanks very much.
Thank you.